This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot of times people don't really realize they're under attack, but we are under attack, and I'm not talking about a slight attack. I'm gonna tell you something that I've said many times, but I want to say it again because I want to drive this point home. The attack on Donald Trump is not about Donald Trump. The attack on Donald Trump is about the people who understand what Trump represents. The attack on Donald Trump is an attack directly on us. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats hate that the MAGA Republicans stand in the way of them from having total domination over us and the rest of the world. We are the only thing standing between the New World Order. That's it. There is no other country, there is no other group of people who represent the biggest existential threat, as they like to use, to what they want to create. And it is nothing like utopia. It is a group of elites who run the entire world, and you will capitulate. And Hollywood makes movies about it. You may dismiss them. You may think, oh, Galaga, whatever. Gattaca, I think that was the thing I was looking for. Whatever these stories are, in time where they determine how long you can live. And, you know, look at Hunger Games. Look at all these different movies where you see where we end up. A group of people determine who kills the other people. I mean, can you imagine? We're probably sitting there, a lot of people going, well, Hunger Games, there you go. People from these different districts killing each other. And it's some sort of gladiator sport. Oh, what? It hasn't happened before? What history lesson do you need? Did I just mention one? Gladiators? Where some king decided, you know what? We'll make it a sport of having people kill each other. And we will bring thousands and thousands of people together to watch us make humans kill each other. And they will love us for it. I know it's impossible to believe that it could happen in real life. Despite it, well, happening in real life. Unbelievable. This is an attack on us. And let me tell you something. Leftists will have us killing each other for sport. I want to play this clip. Get that one ready. Yeah. This is what Joe Biden had to say about MAGA Republicans. Now, there's a setup to it, but I want you to hear what he says about us.
Using a speech to denounce extremism from supporters of the former president, calling them a, quote, direct threat to our democracy, according to the White House. It comes after Biden accused Republicans of embracing semi-fascism by following Trump.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence.
Not since the Tea Party have we been singled out as a group, and we're being talked about as if we've done something wrong. We're being talked about as if we're Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They are setting us up. They want people to believe we are the scourge of the earth. How dare those MAGA Republicans want secure borders? How dare they want accountability in where government spends our money? How dare they not want to support America entering Joe Biden's wars? How dare they don't want to support an America where we just pay people for doing nothing, where we build a welfare system, we build a prison industrial complex, we build a military industrial complex? How dare they not support all these things? You want to know the craziness of leftism? These are the people in their cities who have so much crime that they release prisoners. Right? Why? Because the jails are too full. So what happens when prisoners get released into economies that are set up for failure? They go out and commit more crimes. And so then what happens? Well, we can't put them in jail, so let's lessen their sentences. I said the other day, a city is nothing more than an open-air prison. There's not a city in this country that's little more than an open-air prison. It's a prison for the people that have been let out, and it's a prison for the citizens who want to just live their lives, who have to face the high crime rates every single day, the gauntlet of just living life successfully without being killed. And this is what Democrats pose as logical. I know. I'm making far too much sense. No wonder they don't want my radio show all over the world, even though we are number one in Africa. Oh, my goodness. The strategy to get Trump is a strategy to get you. And those of you who are out there, you hear these Trump naysayers, oh, that Donald Trump, that dumb. If you say to them, what if I told you the strategy to get Trump was not about getting Trump at all? It's about getting you. I just played a clip. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, the great uniter, you know, the guy that brought decency, the stripper, to the White House. Oh, with her crack, of course, because you got to have Hunter something. So anyway, that Joe Biden, that's Mr. Unifier. He says, you're a MAGA Republican. The Democrats have a name for us. They call us maggots. Obviously in reference to the maggot, M-A-G-G-O-T. Well, I'm a proud maggot. We serve a purpose. We clean the stuff that, you know, we eat the stuff that keeps the bacteria from growing. We're the ones who clean this country up. So I'm a proud maggot, if that's what you want to call me. I've been called worse. The president of this country, fake president, talks crap about you. This is a man who has put this country into peril. This is a man who's got a crackhead son who likes messing with prostitutes on camera, snorting cocaine, weighing cocaine, doesn't pay his child support, and he dares to talk crap about you. Seriously. And they talk about, oh, we've got to honor the office of the presidency. Well, how about the office of the presidency honor the people who pay for the office of the presidency? How about that? You know, all those maggots, those 75 million maggots who voted for Donald Trump, because we understand what's at stake. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with what you want, what you have in store for us. And we get it. And luckily for the world, and certainly for America, we're not the passive group that says, you know what, let's just look the other way. We would have done something very different in Nazi Germany, wouldn't we, you bunch of maggots? Well, I welcome you. Thanks for tuning in for some knowledge. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In order to get you, meaning us, the Democrats have to get our so-called leader, which is Donald Trump. I'll tell you this, I don't know you in radio land, but I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you not at any point in your life that you considered Donald Trump your leader. I'll bet you money you didn't. You watched his show, you watched him do what he does, you might have admired him, maybe you didn't. I didn't. I thought Donald Trump was an interesting guy, but I didn't admire him. And it wasn't for any particular reasons. I'll tell you, the thing that struck me most was I didn't like that Trump had a lot of bankruptcies and he, quote, used the system. And, you know, here he is, he's a mogul, but he's used the system. I've certainly softened on that because people do file bankruptcy for various reasons, but I felt like Trump played the game more than most. But you know what? That's in his favor. He should play the game. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But here's what I will tell you. He wasn't your leader. And even when he won you over in whatever respect, he's not your leader. You understand that he, I don't know, symbolizes all the things you like about what you want in government or how, whatever. You have your own opinions about him. My opinions are he made things happen. He got government to follow the business plan and start working. Did he solve all the problems? No. But he only had one term. And I'll be honest with you, Trump's a guy I wish he could have four terms. I think eventually, I don't like his style, but I think eventually he'd figure out how to solve the problems. Well, what I've been saying is, it's not about him. It's about us. That's what we want in our government, isn't it? We want the problems to be solved. So the people who don't want problems to be solved are the Uniparty. The Republicans, the a.k.a. RINOs, establishment Republicans, and the Democrats. The Republicans have two factions. They have people that are grassroots Republicans like myself. And then they have RINO faction that is our establishment. They want status quo. They are, for all intents and purposes, Democrats. They're a uniparty. And they pretend that they play the game, but it's a game to them. It's not a game to me. I don't think it's a game to you. And that uniparty created a two-tiered strategy, a two-sided strategy to get Donald Trump. And the scheme began long ago. And my most brilliant confidant, my wife Melissa, explained how Democrats are playing the long game as a con in their attempt to destroy Trump, which of course means they are trying to destroy everybody together. And they all said us or you, however you want to look at it. Trump was never supposed to get elected because in the minds of leftists, which, as you know, are both parties, Trump was too reckless to know the inside scoop on the political game. That's what the people that have the secret handshakes and the rings and kiss the rings and the pomp and circumstance that are done in hidden chambers. They don't want a guy like Trump getting into the inner sanctum. And D.C. is filled with these secret societies with their secret handshakes. Centuries of tradition where the rich have gotten richer, but they pretend to care about the little people. But all they do with the little people is, you ready for this word? Manipulate us. And then came Trump, the unorthodox billionaire who pushed his way into the social club. The Democrats can't stand it. The blue-collar billionaire. The guy who actually did it on hard work. The guy who took education seriously. Took a loan from his father, $1 million, made it into $1 billion, built the brand. Is it the most iconic brand out there? No. But people know him. They knew him. They loved him. Some loved him. Some didn't. Some loved to hate him. But he's out there. He's doing his thing. And he was doing it successfully. And nobody cared. In fact, every politician wanted Trump in their Rolodex. They wanted him in their phone. They wanted to be able to say, I can call him. I can get him on the phone. But they never wanted him to rise to the level that he did. And the secret society fought and fought. Democrats plotted against him from the moment Donald Trump descended that escalator with his trophy wife. And their vitriol and fear grew once Trump got handed the keys to the White House against all odds. They didn't believe it was even possible. The plot to depose Donald Trump began. FBI. Litany of evidence that shows these people colluded. FISA courts. Lies to the FISA courts, but it wouldn't have mattered. The people on the courts bought and sold. The NSA, the CIA, all these people. And while Trump is out there carrying the nation on his shoulders, the Democrats were plotting against him. They plotted against him on the border. He's a racist. He wants to let everybody in. They plotted against him on energy policy. We need green energy. They plotted against him in domestic policy. Trump says, I'm going to bring back manufacturing. No, he's a liar. He brings it back. It's so what? It's not doing anything for us. He lowers inflation. He gets our credit score back up to where it was. He put so much money back into the economy. Companies were giving automatic cost of living adjustments, giving out bonuses, you name it. He had Americans, the consumer, what do they call it, confidence index, highest in decades. Lowest interest rates in decades, even in, after inheriting this broken economy from broke-back Barack Obama, who had borrowed the money to doubled our deficit, doubled our debt. Within a single administration, he doubled our debt, spent more money than all the white guys before him combined. Trump gets handed this quantitative easing economy, and he builds it back from the bottom up, putting people back to work, doing all the right things. He protected our border. He protected our troops. He made our partners fend for NATO. He says we're getting out of useless wars and did not start a single war. He went to Israel and negotiated practical world peace. He went to the North, to the Koreas, and brought those people together. This was undoubtedly the best administration in modern history. And they fought him all along the way, plotted against him. We're going to get rid of this guy. He's too good. He's showing people what government can look like. He's showing people that, you ready, folks? They matter. You matter. How can we let him get away with that? We can't let this guy make the people understand that they are the people in control. You want to know how Trump remains the biggest threat to the Democrats? Then you so fearful they don't even know what to do. You want to know what it is? It's you. I talk about you all the time. You are sticky with Trump. The Democrats hate it. They 91 indictments. By the way, I'm going to tell you the two-prong attack they're taking to get Donald Trump, the long game. One of it is they got to separate you from him. They do not want you to find out that you are the power behind him. They don't want you to know that they're trying to separate you from Donald Trump, because if he loses that, he loses his power. They don't want you to know this isn't about you. They got to make it look like it's about Donald Trump. This isn't personal for y'all, folks. No. It's your guy. You maggots. It's not you, you maggots. It's that guy. We'll be back talking more about this. Keep it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A motorcycle rally in Texas erupted into gunfire over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun. Galveston is about 50 miles southeast of Houston in the Gulf of Mexico.
Voters in Ohio making their decision tomorrow on Issue 1, an amendment that would enshrine abortion with almost no limits into Ohio's Constitution. President Biden says over 70 Americans so far have been able to leave war-torn Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are so clever. So clever. They play the long game, and they've been playing the long game to get Donald Trump, and they did it in the most innovative way you could imagine. A two-pronged strategy. One, let's keep Donald Trump off the ticket. Let's destroy his ability to run for office. That's number one. And number two, let's destroy his ability to make a living. Now, the ability to run for office. I'm telling you guys, this is not about Donald Trump. This is about you. They want you to believe that if you do an insurrection, if you do anything we don't want you to do, one, we're not going to let you have any power. You maggots out there, you think you've got power now. You wait till we're done with your guy and you. You will have no power. You won't open your mouth. We will control social media. We will control the narrative. You will be out persona non grata. I'll give you a perfect example. If I want to leave this industry right now and go get a job doing what I am so brilliant at doing, I am a brilliant guy in business and understanding how to help companies turn around. It's my gift from God. Put my resume out there. First thing they're going to do, they're going to search me on social media. They're going to, oh, this guy's a radical for daring to have an opinion as a black man that differs from the narrative. So, you know what, Kevin, we're not going to be able to give you your six-figure cushy job that you've earned from years and years of honing your skills because you dare express a political opinion. When I say destroy your ability to run for office, what I'm saying to you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, is I will destroy your ability to get a job. Next, I'll destroy your ability to make a living. I won't put you in the old boys club. For us, it's one and the same because we're not running for office. Our office is what we do for, you know, I mean, in other words, your job is your office. So whether it's your inability and Trump's inability to run for office, which means he can't be president anymore, which means you don't have a voice, conservatives, but I'm also going to destroy your ability to make a living. So you're not going to get that job, Kevin Jackson. You're relegated to whatever you can generate on your own now. Or maybe working for some think tank. But you're not coming back into corporate America. We're going to make sure of it. So let's look at what they did. I was looking at all this J6 footage, and Lara Logan did a special on it. Lara's a friend of mine. And Ray Epps keeps coming back. And it is clear to me that Ray Epps is an operative of something. Now, we're never going to know because the FBI's crooked and they, well, he didn't work for us. And then all the DOJ, oh, he's got nothing to do with us.
But look at what Ray Epps did in multiple places where he yelled, we got to go into the Capitol, we got to go into the Capitol. They have him multiple times, doing much more than anybody else. There's no other person that was that active except Ray Epps, and he doesn't go to jail. So Ray Epps is trying to get people to go into do this thing, and he says something. We all need to storm the Capitol. And then I don't have the clips, so you can look it up. All the media outlets.
The Republicans were going to storm the Capitol, storm the Capitol.
So he used the talking phrase the day before any media outlet got it. And that's what they all used. And we already know they had Antifa and BLM dressing up wearing Trump hats and acting like they were all Trump people. But we sniffed them out. And there's video of this. This isn't conjecture. It's a fact. So here's what Melissa and I were talking about. She said, I've known all along what the plan was. I didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't. She's a bright lady. The only way to get Trump off the ticket is a claim that he wanted to take over the country. Now, I'll say this. I've known the Democrats created January the 6th. They plotted the so-called insurrection, paid those operatives to go out and act as if they were Trump supporters or what have you. They enlisted agencies of the government to act out the play. It was a complete Hollywood production. And to make sure that people really believed it, they had to arrest people. So they arrested citizens who did absolutely nothing wrong, and they imprisoned them in order to help sell the ruse. And that's why I keep coming back to this Ray Epps clip. If I were a political prisoner and I had an attorney, I'd say, just take that Ray Epps clip, play that, then have them show whatever evidence they have against me, against that, and get me out of here. We have people serving prison sentences over a ruse, a January 6th ruse. And why do I know it's a ruse? Because politicians laughingly refer to January 6th with things like, it's the worst attack on our, quote, democracy, which, by the way, is a constitutional republic, since the Civil War, where 600,000 plus men died, or since Pearl Harbor, or since 9/11, they literally equate something where one person died who was shot by a Capitol Hill police, who, by the way, that guy still remains free after shooting Ashley Babbitt for doing absolutely nothing, and he's still free. And I don't know how many people were in D.C., a million? Not a single gun, not a single actual incident. And remember the guy with the helmet on? He lives here in Arizona. They walk through the Capitol and they go, he was a police. He was out there looking for people, looking for blood. And he was ushered through Capitol Hill by the Capitol Hill police. Now, I want you to compare this to how Hamas flew into Israel and started shooting people and killing people. I want you to compare that attack to what has been called a worst insurrection akin to the Civil War, Pearl Harbor, and 9/11. And not a single person got killed that supposedly we were going after. Either we're the worst insurrectionists in history, or there wasn't one. That's what we're talking about. So, consider how hard the left tried to sell January 6th. And you get the picture. And clearly, something is wrong with this picture. And I was talking with Melissa about it because I was like, this is insanity. And as I said, it hit me. I was looking at an article. It wasn't even an article. It was a comment made by a former federal judge. His name is Michael Luttig. And he said that because of the what's happened in the Constitution, looking at the Constitution and calling Donald Trump an imminent danger, that Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Now, this is a guy that is on record saying march peacefully on January 6th. I believe my presidency is being stolen, but march peacefully. He wasn't there. He wasn't inciting anything. This is the biggest ruse I mean, I don't even know how you measure anymore. The meter's broken. It's being recalibrated. We've got to add exponentially more, you know, digits on it, because every day we break the meter. Ludig says Trump has to be considered an imminent danger. And here's what he also says. It doesn't even require a conviction by Congress or anybody else. All it requires is speculation. And that's all they have. Do you understand that some of the cases against Donald Trump are all speculation? We don't believe that Donald Trump really believes that he was cheated out of the election. Really? So now you're mind readers. So this is what they're doing. They want you to believe that Donald Trump was going out. Do you remember all the clips about this is a threat to our democracy? It's a threat to the democracy, threat to the democracy, democracy, democracy. Well, here's Jen Psaki talking about that.
Our view, and I think the view of the vast majority of Americans, is that former President Trump abused the office of the presidency and attempted to subvert a peaceful transfer of power, something that had happened between Democratic and Republican presidencies for decades and decades throughout history. The former president's actions represented a unique and existential threat to our democracy that we don't feel can be swept under the rug. And as President Biden determined, and as we have provided updates to all of you, as our legal team has made evaluations, the constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself.
Everything that we're talking about with J6 orchestrated. They cheat Trump out of the election. Then they say, let's set the stage so he can never run again. Why? Because of you. They know what Trump represents. They know that this is not about Donald Trump. It's about a guy who resonated with millions of Americans. 75 million is the estimate. That's his last vote. And they fear him and they fear us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats want you too scared to speak. They want you too scared to gather anything. They want you too scared to protest. They want you to keep your mouths shut. And Donald Trump is the whipping boy. And what a specimen, folks. If they can shut down a Republican billionaire, ex-president, what do you think they can do to you? You think you'd be intimidated? How long would you last under the scrutiny of Donald Trump? Right now, they looked into your finances, your taxes, and they just made stuff up. They started rumors about you. How long would you last? Be honest. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, help us out. The website, the new shop is up. You should check it out. Chris did a phenomenal job. It's got specialty stuff that we've added to the shop, and I hope you'll get something. If you're one of our key folks that are one of the members of the Backstage Club. You're one of our guys that are going to give us the $20 a month we're looking for. We're going to give something special to you, just you, if you're one of those 500. So please do that. Ann contacted me. She says, Kevin, I'm sending you a check. I got hacked. We've got some other people that are automatically going to qualify. We're going to get you guys what we're going to give you. But in the meantime, keep that support coming. We need it. Much appreciated. Let's go back to this. So Donald Trump, what we're doing, folks, is, and I've never seen anything like this, I'll be honest with you. The blatant lies of the left. It's insulting, to be honest with you. But what's interesting is, even as we expose their lies, the lies about Joe Biden, the lies about the election, the lies about January 6th, the lies about COVID, the lies about the vaccine, the lies about the economy, lies about the Wuhan lab and its connection to Fauci, the lies about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and how we know that they're connected to China, Ukraine, and all this. Probably we're going to find out that Joe Biden has been compromised, and every dollar we've sent to Ukraine is because they've been back channel saying, we'll expose you, Joe Biden. We'll expose the Democrats. And all these Democrats are voting to keep giving money to Ukraine. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we find out that's what it was, an extortion scheme. But what gets me is how these people, with all of that, and everything that's looming for them, they still act like they're in control. They want to get Donald Trump and they want to get us. And as Ludic said, it's not even necessary in order for the former president to be disqualified or for any other person who comes within the ambient of Section 3 to be disqualified that he or she have been convicted of an insurrection or a rebellion. Nor is it necessary that the Congress of the United States have found that the former president or any other person had engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the Constitution. That's what we call in constitutional law the self-executing character, if you will, of Section 3. It doesn't require a congressional finding. It does not require a criminal conviction. Those are matters that are completely separate from the eligibility for disqualification under Section 3. So they're saying all we got to do is think it. And I'm always amazed at how the left has used the Constitution erroneously when they're trying to make their specific points. But in almost all other circumstances, they totally dismiss the document. They want you to believe that if we think Donald Trump is guilty of something, he is guilty of it. But they're hedging their bets. I'll get to that in just a bit. Ludwig continued, the American people, through the framers of the Constitution, both the original Constitution, but also the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868, those people were our representatives, if you will. The American people's representatives, it's they who determine in Section 3 that an individual who's engaged in an insurrection or rebellion, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution and thereafter engage in an insurrectional rebellion against the Constitution, should be disqualified from holding public office thereafter. So they're saying that Donald Trump engaged, he encouraged it by what? By telling people, hey, listen, don't do it. Just go there peacefully, march. He said, the former president and his allies were a clear and present danger to the American democracy. He goes on, he says, a year later, I was asked by Michael Schmidt of the New York Times, and I said that 1 year after January 6th, the former president and his allies were an even graver danger to the American democracy than they were a year prior. Most recently, I've said now, 2.5 years since, that the former president is a clear and present danger, an imminent danger to the American democracy. I remind you, all those sound bites we had of media all over the country.
It's a clear and danger to the democracy. We must protect the democracy. It's the biggest existential threat to the democracy. They were setting us up for the long game. The threat to the democracy. Be careful. Woo, Donald Trump's out there looming.
But it's a two-pronged strategy. Because along with going after Donald Trump based on this nonsense, they got 91 indictments. And you know what those things are for? Every one of those indictments, for the most part, is all about let's take away his ability to make money. Let's threaten him from this so-called insurrection piece. Let's make him afraid to do anything that challenges the government. I don't want him on social media. I want to issue gag orders. I want to cut away his First Amendment rights. Do you feel like this? Do you feel like you can say whatever you want, that your opinion should matter and you should be able to put it out there anywhere you want? Do you feel that way? Because most, I would tell you the majority of people don't. They don't think they can say what they want to say. I know you don't. You don't want to wear, I tell people it takes guts to wear my shirt. That's why we make coffee cups, because you don't have to share that. You can just have your coffee and go, ha ha. But to wear my shirts takes guts, because it's showing who you are as an American. For those of you who do it, thank you. Thank you for having the guts. So, these people believe Donald Trump is a bigger danger now. Now that the insurrection is over, Fort Pelosi's gone, he's a bigger danger now. But what are they going to do to get him? They're going to go after his money. What are they going to do to get you? They're going to come after your money. They want you dependent upon this government for everything. And if you don't capitulate, we'll show you what we'll do to the guy. We'll ruin his political career, which means we'll silence him. That's what they're going to do to you. They're going to silence you. And then they're going to threaten to take away your money. And that's what they're doing. If Donald Trump's convicted, he'll lose all of his licenses and his ability to do business as a corporation. They want to take down a billionaire who's done nothing wrong. Nothing. He doesn't agree with them philosophically, politically. So they want to ruin him. But you think it's about him. They've got you convinced. Oh, he's a terrible person. He's a tyrant. He's a womanizer. He grabs women by the hoo-ha. You know, whatever it takes to get you to hate him. And you know why they're going to continue to come after him and continue to come after us? Because you're sticky. You stick with Donald Trump. And the smart ones among us say, we understand, it ain't Trump. I understand the big picture. I understand what you're trying to do. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump except his success. If Trump were a failure, would we be sticking with him? Would they be able to go? If Trump were a failure, he wouldn't be targeted. He would be gone. He wouldn't even be in the lexicon. We wouldn't be speaking about him. It's his success. It scares them. And you recognize it because you've seen failure up close and center for decades. Government that has failed, that has let you down. And when they don't want to get Trump, when they run out of things to do with that, you want to know what else they do? They bring in his kids. Aren't the kids supposed to be off limits? Oh, Eric Trump, he gave terrible testimony. Ivanka, she's going to turn on her dad. You know, Don Jr., whatever. Who next? Little Baron? Well, Big Baron. Guy's like 6'9". But who next? They turn on all of his friends. They've done everything to get this guy because they want you to understand there is no limit they're not willing to go to get you. And you know what you've done? You've stood firm. Talk the first hour, 76% of Republicans say, forget the debates, we got our guy. I told you what should happen. Rick Scott said, why are we galvanizing around, you know, circling around this guy, giving him the support he needs? It would ruin everything for the Democrats. You've heard me talk about it. Let's make that happen. Wouldn't you like to see, as I said, that election night in 2016 when Trump won, that smug look that we slapped off the faces of those leftist pukes? Wouldn't you like to see that again? I would. I want to see a repeat of 2016. And I want to see it to where they can't, I don't care what machines they do, they can't impact what's about to happen.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.